If you're looking for an affordable carry firearm and you want the security and accuracy of the time-tested 1911 pistol, choose Citadel. Lightweight, sturdy, and available in 9mm or 45 ACP, the Citadel delivers right out of the box, with features usually reserved for custom pistols. The officer's model is perfect for concealed carry and is available through Legacy Sports International. Visit LegacySports.com to find a dealer today.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you, man? I got to tell you, another great hour lined up for you. I hope you enjoyed the first hour of the program. Lots of fun stuff. Rob Pincus in there jumping in. Always have fun with Rob. Always have fun with Rob Pincus. I know you do, too. The emails come in galore when he's on the program. This hour, I'm going to kick it with A.W.R. Hawkins, my good friend from Breitbart News. We're going to jump right in because I got a lot to cover with him for the hour. A.W.R., how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, buddy. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Hey, can I start with some Kid Rock stuff? I got to tell you, man. You know why? Because I actually bought his grill last night.
Right.
I paid $99 to buy the grill. You care to tell everybody what it is we're talking about here?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he released his grill. I believe his company, his label is Badass. And so So it's American Badass Grills. And what he did, he released some videos, and one, which was absolutely unreal, they catapulted foreign-made grills to the air, and he took a Mossberg shotgun, shot them all to pieces, then he turned and looked at the camera, and he said, "In your face, China," which is classic Kid Rock. And then with another video, he used 50 cal, and he said, you know, he looked at the grill, he goes, "The grill, China-made," then he looked at the 50, he goes, "The 50 cal, American-made." And he pulls the trigger, and just literally, the grill was probably full of a little Tannerite. It just blew sky high. And, you know, he's just making his message. So I hope he sells more grills than he can make.
Guns and grills.
That's it.
Armed American Radio listeners, where have you heard this before? I've been grilling while armed with you on this program for nearly a decade. Grilling while armed. You can check it out on Facebook, facebook.com/grilling while armed. I promise you there's a cookbook coming. If one person doesn't want to publish it, I'm going to publish it somewhere else because you're asking for it, and we're going to get it out there for you. That much I can tell you. I can promise you that. The manuscript, the underpinnings, the manuscript itself is about halfway through. So we don't need a whole lot of effort to get the rest of it done. But guns and grills go together. And to those of you who send me photographs of your grilling accomplishments, carrying your sidearm and pairing up that great sidearm with whatever slab of meat it is that you're cooking that day, God bless each and every one of you. We haven't done a Grilling While Armed segment in a long time, but this reminded me of it. And here's what I wanted to tell you, AW. I bought the grill last night. I think it was $99, okay? And I'm going to support Kid Rock in his efforts here.
Right.
So believe me, brother, I've got more grills here than I know what to do with. When I get back to Armed American Radio to AAR Ranch, I've got grills everywhere. I've got grills, smokers. In fact, I've got a big Smoky Mountain, Weber Smoky Mountain, big giant 22-inch bullet smoking them up like crazy right now. So do I really need one? No, but I need to support something. So I'll dust one and bust out Kid Rock here. I thought that was great. Okay, A.W.R. Hawkins, let me start with this. We talked together on this program many times about what should have been the single greatest human interest story of the year. And that's the cop down in Florida, the white cop being attacked and beaten within inches of his life by the black thug criminal who was then subsequently shot and killed by a law-abiding citizen with a firearm who also happened to be black. And now the video is out. Now, I'm sure you've seen the video. I know you've seen the video. And when you watch the video, there's a lot in play here. There's a lot going on in that video. But here's what I want to point out. I want to get your comments. Well, I'll just ask you. Why? Why didn't it get the airplay? Why did it get nothing from the mainstream press? Would I be right when I said that everything we saw happen in the video that we talked about before we saw the video actually made every single news outlet look like a liar? If they in fact told the story and showed the video, they would be seen as the liars and hypocrites they are, because the story cuts everything they say off, does it not?
Yeah, it does. It does. And that's why I did a column on it, and I embedded the video, and it went nuclear. And the reason it went nuclear, you see a law-abiding citizen. There are a couple of snowflakes. You can hear them talking. Oh, my God, he's got a gun. He's got a gun. But you see this law-abiding citizen walking up. The cop is being pummeled. This cop is going to die, Mark. I know you know it. He's going to be killed if someone doesn't intervene. The guy walks up, tells him to stop. The guy refuses to stop. You just hear three rounds, clean, and not even in a fast, very fast sequence. Pow, 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 and the guy crumbles down to the ground. That's it. The beating is over. And then the guy holsters his gun and walks back to his car. Of course, now he ends up being interviewed and such. He's not fleeing the scene, but he's a law-abiding citizen with a concealed carry permit and something the media hates. He's black. Now, I don't hate that. I know you don't hate that. We don't think about race. But it is important, as you did, to mention race in this particular instance, because the black perpetrator is killed by a black law-abiding citizen who didn't want to see that officer killed. And it's an incredible story.
Well, you know why he didn't want to see the officer killed? Because race had nothing to do with it. Yet the media picks it up and runs with it. And this is why it's so important. I knew you were going to go here, and that's why I wanted to kind of set the stage a little bit with this video. The racial component can't be ignored here, because the mainstream media makes it a racial component. We have to point that out. This is a story they would have pointed out. They've been all over this thing had it been opposite. But the fact it was a black law-abiding responsible gun owner with a concealed carry permit in Florida doing what they say never happens, killing a black man who was trying to kill a white cop during the midst of the Black Lives Matter garbage and everything else in the racial component the media was digging into, the fact that they never covered this, it's easy to understand why. Because they would, this proved every lie they've ever told us. That's pretty much where it goes. I don't think I have to go any further than that. Am I missing anything? If I'm missing a component to the story, please tell me.
Oh, no, you're not. You're exactly right. The whole issue, as you say, if it had been a white man on a black cop, or if it had been switch roles, the white cop on a black man, it would still be lead off for the nightly news. But you're right. What happened here was what really happens in America. And by that, I don't mean that black people are always beating up cops. What I mean is it took place. It just so happened it was a black man. Just so happened it was a white cop. Just so happened there was a law-abiding citizen there with a gun. And that's what happens hundreds of thousands of times every year. The media doesn't cover it, and that citizen took care of business and saved that cop's life.
Boy, he did, too, and I'm glad to see the video released, obviously. And again, I want to point this out to you as law-abiding, responsibly armed Americans. When you carry a firearm, you had better think about this. There was no doubt, the deputy, the Lee County deputy, or sheriff in Florida, was hailing this individual as a hero, obviously, within minutes of finding out what had happened here and that he had saved the deputy's life. There was no doubt that this man wasn't going to be charged. However, a judge just ruled on that AWR 2 days ago.
Right.
2 days ago. Yeah, so there was an investigation hanging over this man's head, and I want to make it clear, if you carry a firearm for self-defense, even though you're the good guy, there's going to be an investigation, and it will be stressful. Go ahead, AWR.
Oh, no, you're exactly right. I was shocked that they drug that out that long. That was ridiculous.
You believe that?
But you're right. You got to be prepared for it. In some of these counties and some of these states, that's how they operate. I think I see these things move a lot faster in some states versus others. But the bottom line is, no matter where you live, you have to, even when you act justly, you have to be ready to be investigated. And as this man found out, for it to drag out 3 months, maybe, which is ridiculous.
Well, it's hanging over your head. All right. Nobody wants that additional stress on their life. And you never know, as Trump found out in Baltimore and Hawaii what side of a bed any judge is going to wake up on, you know, particularly if you happen to be in one of the states that you're talking about. Clearly, you're going to see a different mentality and a different outcome possibly, or a likelihood of a different outcome in a place like California or Illinois or Maryland than you would see in a place like Florida, Georgia, or Arizona, or, you know, for crying out loud, you know, anywhere else in the country. You might get a different response in Massachusetts and in Washington State and Oregon State than you would get in Kansas and Missouri. So these are things to keep. You've got to keep these things. It's sad, but that's the political climate that we're in today. AWR, before we close this segment, I've got to ask you this. You've seen the video. I know you probably watched it over and over again, as I did. One of the things that jumped out to me, first and foremost, was the lack of response from anyone who was around. You've got 20 seconds before the break. Why do you think it took this guy to get there while everybody else was standing there and filming it with their cell phones like it was some kind of movie? 15 seconds.
I don't know, but it's outrageous. They sit there and they talked, literally held their cell phones, and they were going to video the cop being beaten to death. They weren't going to intervene. But there's something about a law-abiding citizen with a gun. He will take care of business. He simply will.
He understood what was at stake. And as we talked about with Pincus in the first hour, no doubt in my mind anyway that he had run through these types of scenarios. That's what makes a law-abiding citizen with a gun a law-abiding citizen and one of the safest citizens in America. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Lots to cover, lots of great stuff he wrote. You can check it all out at Breitbart News. AWR Hawkins right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Dean Adams Concealed Carry Holsters provide maximum concealment for anyone who wants freedom of movement, trigger protection, and quick access. Our comfortable and functional holsters also serve as practical everyday wear for your EDC. Focused on comfort and safety, we have multiple patent-pending designs, perfect for today's gun owner. For your concealed carry solutions, check out DeanAdams.com. That's DeanAdams.com. Or find us on Facebook at Dean Adams Official.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm talking with my good friend and my weekly contributor, political analyst, Second Amendment analyst, award-winning Second Amendment journalist, 2 years running, 2015-2016. Wouldn't bet against him in 2017 at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, this time down in Dallas, Texas. Hope you can make it. More about that coming up in September. But A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, if you care to read the words that we talk about and give his voice to every week, you can do so every day at Breitbart.com. You know, that crazy, whacked out alt-right site? Alt-right. They started calling it alt-right during the election, but there was no such phrase prior to the election. Just made up fake stuff by those who make up fake news. A.W.R. Hawkins, welcome back, brother.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Great to be with you.
Hey, I got an email. You're going to love this. Because, as you know, I'm a member of Arizona Citizens Defense League. I got an email 8 minutes ago, live, from the AZCDL. And here's what it said. Legislative update. This coming week marks a critical deadline for legislation. I want you to listen. Pay very careful attention to what's happening in Arizona, folks. Okay, listen to this very carefully. HB 2117, which originally was a bill out of the state militia, a bill about the state militia, is scheduled for a March 22nd Senate government hearing with a proposal. A proposed strike everything amendment from the sponsor that would change it to a bill about school vehicles. For all practical purposes, the original bill is dead for the session. Don't want to focus too much on that. HB 2216, which would make it unlawful to require a person to use or be subject to electronic firearm tracking technology, passed out of the Senate Government Committee on March 15th and is now in the Rules Committee. Now take a listen to HCR 2029, a proposed constitutional amendment that would require statewide ballot measure petitions to have a specific percentage of signatures from each legislative district demonstrating actual statewide support is scheduled for a March 23rd hearing. And then SB 1122 would prohibit the search of any federal or state database as a requirement for transferring your personal property, like a firearm, including a firearm. But it says personal property, and it's been rescheduled for a March 21st hearing by the House Federalism, Property Rights, and Public Policy Committee. AWR, both 2029 and SB 1122 are critical for one reason, and that's to head off the coming onslaught that's coming to Arizona from none other than who?
Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly.
And Michael Bloomberg using them as a tool.
Yeah. Right, and that's why I've had some differences. I don't mean that in a heated way, but I've had some differences with some other pro-gun guys on this. I think every state should either A, abolish ballot initiatives, or B, do what they're trying to do here in Arizona, where you have to prove there is actual statewide support for this initiative. Because what Bloomberg is doing, Bloomberg is going state by state, as are Giffords and Kelly. They're going state by state, finding states where they can get around the legislature by using ballot initiatives. And even a pro-gun state like Arizona, they could fall victim to this if they have initiatives. So, you know, you have Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. They've launched a new gun control group now in Arizona, some Arizona Coalition for Common Sense. You know, another one of those stupid bumper sticker names that is supposed to communicate that they're just after common sense rules. That's all they want. But it's another push to expand background checks in the state. course, you mentioned the bill 1122 would outlaw any expansion of background checks in this state, so it wouldn't matter. But it's a mess, and it comes down to the ballot initiatives. And I think the state needs to, A, get rid of them, or B, put those limitations on them that you mentioned.
Yeah, let's put some meat, let's put some teeth to this conversation here. Why does this matter? Let me tell you why it matters. Because you more than likely live in a state that allows ballot initiatives. And if you do, you're on Bloomberg's radar. I'm telling you that right now. He's got you in his crosshairs. Doesn't matter what state it is. What we're talking about here in essence is that using a ballot initiative, as AWR said, to skirt around the legislative process to put on the ballot, do you want background checks or expanded background checks in your state on the ballot, as we saw happen in Washington, as we saw happen in Nevada, as we saw happen in other states as well. And what happens is they get, what, I don't know what the total signatures is, a couple hundred thousand signatures, and it goes on the ballot. Now, in Arizona, they're starting, no, not going to work here. Each individual district has to show X amount, number one. So that's going to amend the Constitution, which in essence gets rid of ballot initiatives because it will never work in every district, and they know that. And number two is to go in here and say, no federal database is going to be required to be looked at to transfer any personal property. Well, any personal property also includes firearms. So Arizona, brilliant move. Now let's go, AWR, to put some teeth into what Gabby Giffords, former congresswoman, shot in Tucson, survived, thank God, six others did not, and her husband, now out there as shills for Bloomberg. Take a listen to this. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and husband Mark Kelly have a message for Arizona lawmakers. Enact reasonable gun restrictions or will help elect people who will. Now, he threatens you, dear listeners in Arizona, and by default, he's threatening every gun owner in America. He's telling you, we're going to do it this way to get around the legislature if they won't, and if we're unsuccessful internally, we're going to use the big guns. He's talking about Michael Bloomberg, AWR, and he's making no bones about the fact that they're going to work around the legislature, bring outside money in to screw their own citizens, and it's despicable. Your thoughts?
No, it is despicable, you know, and you've got Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly's an embarrassment, first and foremost. And if anybody that knows him is listening, have him listen and hear me say he is an embarrassment. And he's an embarrassment because he continually makes this claim, which is a lie. He says, oh, we're not after law-abiding citizens. No, we're just after the illegal guns. We want to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill and all this. That's all bunk. It's all bunk because what they're pushing are universal background checks, first and foremost, period. And the lie in all this is that Gabrielle Giffords' attacker passed a background check for his gun.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're just traveling the country on the donations they get to their gun control group. They're traveling the country basically saying every would-be gun owner needs to pass the same background check that Gabby Giffords' attacker passed. What kind of sense does that make? Makes no sense. Will stop no crime. It will not stop a determined attacker. That's a fact. And it's just smoke and mirrors. And it's Mark Kelly trying to stretch his 15 minutes of fame into about 23 minutes and 17 seconds. And it's getting old.
I'll leave it with this quote, then we'll move on to some more of AWR's work. The best approach would be for us to initially meet with the folks in the legislature and do our own lobbying for these bills that, as I said, 82% of Arizonans support. Now, that's a false number, by the way. He said, ultimately, if that doesn't work, use our other options. Our other options are New York billionaire, obnoxious, loudmouth Michael Bloomberg's $50 million that he's pledged already to every town and is willing to pledge, believe it or not, I've heard the number upwards of over another $100 million, to do what? To come after your right to bear arms. And they're going to draw it right into Arizona. Why? Widely recognized as the most gun-friendly state in the country. Hey, North Carolina, guess what? If they're successful in Arizona, you don't think they're going to be emboldened to come after you? Hey, Florida, how about you? You're darn right they are. That's their ultimate objective. That's why they're focusing on Arizona. And they admit that it's going to be an uphill climb. But they know if they can knock it down a peg, they can go anywhere. When we come back, we've got a bunch more stuff to cover and some great happy ending stories from AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News. We will be right back after these messages. Don't go away. It's only getting better. My gosh.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit DefendThem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to DefendThem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's DefendThem.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
saf.org. There isn't a better organization out there. Trust me, this is the organization that's fighting for you in courtrooms across the country. Now, we had a huge case heard by the Ninth Circuit, the Pena case. If you were listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on Friday, you heard me play the entire argument from Alan Gura. And you heard the state's argument from the state district assistant DA or assistant attorney general in California following Alan Gura. And you heard the questioning, the line of questioning from the three judges on the panel of the Ninth Circuit and the responses in confidence from Alan Gura and then the just the hemming and hawing and the stammering from the state.
Now, I'm not going to play all of that with you. We'll have Alan and Alan, hopefully both Alans, next week here to talk about the case. But it was absolutely brilliant. It's the Second Amendment Foundation that's out there advancing our agenda now in our pro-rights climate. Very important that you support them, saf.org. I'm a lifetime member, $150, got the plaque right here in the studio to prove it, right alongside a whole bunch of weapons in the safest radio station in all of America. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. The last thing Obama did when he left office was stick it to our veterans under this phony guise of you know, what? And then what NPR was at it. You just wrote a story about it. What was the, he stuck it to veterans and Social Security recipients. What did he do?
Right. Well, you know, he stuck it to Social Security recipients. And the House and Senate voted to repeal that. And President Trump signed that on February 28th. And then this week, on March 16th, the House voted to repeal the gun ban for military veterans. And both the Social Security gun ban and the military veterans gun ban, the way they both work is very similar. If a recipient of disability payment, if that recipient has to have his or her check sent to a third party, then they're investigated. In the Social Security Administration, in the Social Security gun ban, it was the Social Security Administration that investigated. In the veterans gun ban, it's the VA that investigates. And then, without any due process being honored, the VA can just say, you know what, this person's mentally incompetent, or this person has a mental health problem, and that's it. Boom. Second Amendment rights are forfeited. Now, you know, everybody, not, I shouldn't say everybody, that was a huge mistake, but people in psychology have written, you know, Mike Boatwick, you've had Jerry Swanson, Jeffrey Swanson, Jeffrey Swanson's from Duke University. They've written, look, folks, mental health is a broad moniker. It covers everything from depression to schizophrenia. So when you're taking away guns without due process based on these kinds of things, then you're basically attacking the vulnerable, not the dangerous. That's a summary of what Swanson said. So the House voted to repeal this. So what does NPR do? NPR comes out and says that the House wants to help the mentally incompetent get guns. I mean, come on, folks. Is that the best you can do with the public money you shouldn't have to begin with? If that's the best they can do, someone should go over to NPR and just, you know, I don't know how you work the meter outside, but go ahead and shut the meter down, turn the lights off, lock the door, because that's pathetic.
I think the meter is Trump's budget pulling NPR, Arts, and PBS, the rest of them out. So hopefully we see that happen, because you're absolutely right. They shouldn't be getting our money, my money, to spit a liberal agenda over our airwaves. So excellent piece on that. And, you know, I got to commend you on this one, AWR, as I always, I could do it on every piece, but sticking up for these veterans who have been, you know, gosh, how about this, America? How about we protect our veterans instead of refugees?
Right.
Is
right.
That a radical thought? Is that because you know what, in liberal circles, what I just said, okay, is controversial. Think about that. How about we protect our veterans and our constitutional rights of our veterans over refugees who, quite frankly, have no constitutional rights?
Right. And that to me is the sick thing about this ban, because what it does, it picks veterans on disability benefits. Now, think of a more vulnerable group if you can. I can't. These are folks who have perhaps given on perhaps on disability because they had their limbs blown off by an IED in Iraq or Afghanistan. Perhaps that's why they're on disability benefits, and they're under mental duress because they're still dealing with the trauma of the warfare they took part in. And so then you have the big bad VA rolling in there under Obama telling them, well, sorry, but you can't own a gun. All right. How can you be so inhumane as to target those heroes when they're in their most vulnerable position? And think about this. A military vet who has had one arm blown off or maybe both legs and an arm blown off, the only method of defense he has left is that handgun he can grab with the one hand he still has. Shame on every dog who took part in writing that ban and passing it and putting it in place. It's time to repeal it, and I hope the Senate follows suit and does what the House did.
Yeah, the Senate will. I feel pretty confident about that. I've gotten some positive information on that. Yeah, it's time we start putting our veterans and the constitutional rights of American citizens over and above other issues. We've got some house cleaning to do, and when it comes to our veterans, this is
It's disgraceful and despicable what happened to our veterans. And then, of course, we could go to every Social Security recipient, like you said. So hats off to you for staying on this, not just reporting about it once, but for staying on this. It's just so vital. The View, while we're at it, because now when you're talking, if you want to start talking, to answer your question, how can anybody? It's agenda over humanity is what it is. It's agenda over humanity. I don't know how else to describe it, but let's go over to the Liberal View, and your piece is titled "The View Blasts GOP Efforts to Repeal Gun Ban for Military Veterans." What did they have to say?
Oh my! Well, Sarah Haynes is the host that launched it, and she had this was embarrassing. She was reading from talking points, and it was so obvious she was doing it because she looks at the camera, and then she thinks we're so dumb we don't see it, but then she looks down. You can tell she's looking down at a piece of paper that had little talking points on it. She's not looking at the real bill. She's just throwing out stuff. And then Whoopi Goldberg chimes in. This is the second time the Republicans have tried to put guns in the hands of the mentally ill. Of course, she's referencing the Social Security gun ban as the first time they allegedly did it. Now with this, and that Sarah Haynes is like, you know, some of these people they're really sick. Some of these people, and then Joy Behar goes, a lot of them have that PTSD. And, you know, this, they're just talking in a circle. And what they miss is, you know what, a lot of troops do have PTSD. That's all right. A lot don't. And if I use a mental health moniker to deny gun rights without due process, those many who don't have PTSD but require help with their finances, they're going to lose gun rights too. And these people, these hypocrites who say they support gun control, if it saves just one life, it's worth it. Think about that in a real-life application. If repealing this gun ban saves the Second Amendment rights of just a handful of veterans, it's worth it. Because if they don't have a mental problem that's so great they should be denied guns, if they don't have it, don't put that label on them. And there's no way to keep it from happening under this ban. The only thing you can do is repeal it. And that's what it looks like the GOP is going to do.
All right. And then let me again go one more step here for those of you, because I know there's somebody out there listening going, oh, these two gun nuts wackos talking about giving everybody guns. What, you know, you're not capable of following along what A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News is saying if you think that, because you're missing the term here, and that is due process. We're talking due process. In this country, we do not strip an American citizen for any reason whatsoever of their constitutional rights without due process of law. No single bureaucrat, unseen by anyone, has the ability or the moral authority to strip an American citizen of a constitutional right because they think something is amiss without due process of law. That's what we're talking about here, and that's what's so vital, is due process. AWR, you've mentioned it at least three or four times, and I wanted to kind of bring that point out. When we come back, we're going to wrap up with A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Due process of law. If you don't understand that, go look it up. Armed American Radio continues right after this with A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
It's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Oh, that's hard to turn down. I have to tell you, a little bit of Rolling Stones bringing us back in with Mike Gallagher. Thank you, Mike, for that. Appreciate it very much. All right, I'm going to wrap up this hour with AWR Hawkins. Here's something for him. You have everything you... So, AWR, I love everything you write over at Breitbart News, but sometimes you anger me because sometimes when I read what comes out of your columns, the hair on my neck goes up, and I've got to stand up and take a breather, okay? Not because of you, but because of what it is you're informing me of. In this case, California Republican wants warning labels on guns. AWR, can I read the warning that this supposed rhino wants?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I want you to picture this. You just bought your new gun. You had to jump through hoops. You had to go figure out whether or not it was California compliant and whether it was, you know, worked as the state said it should work, not the way you wanted to, but the way they said it should work. And you got home, and you're all happy because you jumped through hoops. You went through a 10- or 12-day waiting period, and you passed all these background checks. You paid a bunch of money, and here's what's on the box when you take it out of the wrapper.
The presence of a firearm in the home can significantly increase the risk of suicide, homicide, and unintentional shootings for household members. Firearms must be handled responsibly and securely stored to prevent access by children and other unauthorized users. California has strict laws pertaining to firearms, and you can be fined or imprisoned for failure to comply with them. Visit the website of the California Attorney General for information on firearms laws applicable to you and how you can comply. Now, AWR, I took the liberty to rewrite that the way it should sound. You mind?
No, I don't mind.
The firearm enclosed in this container may one day save your life, as it has millions of others. In order to do so, it must be kept in good working condition, fired regularly, and left loaded and safely accessible in the event its use is required. Please visit armedamericanradio.org for more information.
That's a much better warning. That's more informative, and it's true. So that's a huge difference. But yeah, I mean, the fact that we have a Republican pushing this garbage, I mean, just unbelievable. But you know, I just got to say this too. This will offend someone. I'm not trying to offend. If you're so dumb that you don't know a gun can be dangerous if misused, if you don't know that, then you've got bigger problems than whether you buy a Smith & Wesson or not. You've got way bigger problems than that. If you're so dumb you don't understand something that shoots a projectile of 2,000 feet a second could be dangerous. So, I mean, this is just more, she's a Republican, but this is more liberalism, and that's why it doesn't make any sense. It's an emotional appeal. Liberals appeal to the emotions, not the mind, and that's exactly what's happening here.
I think it's important that we point out, well said, I think it's important that we point out, as you did in the piece, and I want listeners to hear this. Well, first of all, let me say this. Why is this important? Well, you don't live in, you know, some of you are probably scratching your head. You know, WTKK listeners, New Raleigh listeners are probably sitting there going, well, you know, I don't live, well, thank God I don't live out there. I don't have to worry about that. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why it matters. You ever buy anything and see a little label on there that says, warning? This product has been found by the California Commission of blah, 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 to have been to cause. Have you ever seen that warning label? That California compliance label is on everything you buy, not just in California.
Right.
It has a tendency to spread. It metastasizes. That's why it's awful important. And you point out eloquently that the Firearms Policy Coalition reports that the warning label, the push for the warning label, is the result of Baker, a Republican, supposedly, and the Brady campaign, who has really worked themselves into irrelevancy over the years, but the Brady campaign, working in conjunction together for more gun control in California. And you aptly point out that she is the only Republican representing the San Francisco Bay Area and serves in a highly contested East Bay seat. So we want to point out that this woman, yet again, has no principles, conservative whatsoever, and is afraid to stand up on her principles because she's more concerned about doing what the liberal left wants to do in her district so she can get reelected and maintain her power base. This is purely political, and I want to thank you for pointing that out, AWR.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you something else that's important. You know, as mom's demand is proven, but this is part of the left's tactic. After they were shot down in flames with their gun control push in April 2013, which was post Sandy Hook, they were verbal in saying that they needed to shift to go after guns the way anti-tobacco proponents were
right
after cigarettes. And this is part of it. The warning labels on a cigarette carton or a cigarette box, there's really no difference between that and what this woman is willing to put on a firearm or on a firearm packaging. And it's all part of demonizing a product that they can't all-out ban or haven't been able to yet, but they want to demonize it to such an effect that it has a quasi-ban effect. That's what they're trying to do.
And they're in this for the long haul. They are flat out. This is a generational fight. You know, we can go back to the tapes. We've played them here on the show. AWR, I think you and I have played the tapes together more than one time over the last couple of years anyway, of Eric Holder back in 1992 or 1993 saying exactly that they had to brainwash people into doing the same thing with firearms that they did with cigarettes and everything else. So, you know, we've got the audio tape. This is not, you know, two gun nuts sitting here talking about this. We have the audio tape. Just like we had the audio tape and played it many times of Hillary Clinton saying she was willing to entertain and thought the time was right to entertain Australian-style gun control, which she knows to be confiscation. Okay? It's not two gun nuts sitting here talking about it. It really is what they want to do.
and we have proof of it every time we bring it up. Right. AWR, what else is cooking out there, man? What of all the stuff you wrote about this week, within about 60 seconds, what was your favorite?
Oh, I like the repeal because I think the Senate's going to follow suit really fast, and I like the repeal for our veterans of the gun ban. And so, you know, I also like some of the self-defense stories that I wrote this week, and I like the story you just covered. I don't like it, but I like getting that news out there because of the fact that this is a part of a broader effort to use anti-tobacco language, anti-tobacco tactics. As you've already pointed out, people who don't live in California and think this doesn't affect me, you're already missing the point. It does affect you because gun control groups are going to use these tactics throughout the U.S.
This is a petri dish. California is a petri dish. It's why we keep such a close watch on it, because what they throw up against the wall out there, California's invited it. Throw us your garbage. Bring us your garbage. We'll try it here. And if we can get it to work here, Bloomberg knows, okay, well, let's try that over here. Let's try that in Arizona. Let's see what we can gauge over here in North Carolina or Georgia or Florida or Kansas or Missouri, wherever it happens to be. This is their ultimate goal. So understand that they're in this for the long term. It's a generational battle for these folks. They have unlimited funds in the form of money pledged to them by Michael Bloomberg, that New York obnoxious former mayor who has been a member of every political party when it was expedient to do so, Democrat, Independent, Republican. He is whatever he wants to be whenever he feels like it. And understand that they are coming after you. AWR Hawkins, thank you, brother, for everything that you do. As usual, we're reading you every day. You can follow AWR Hawkins at AWR Hawkins on Twitter, Facebook.com, AWR Hawkins. And, of course, you can hear him on Breitbart News every week. And you can also hear him on Tuesdays with Kurt Schilling. AWR Hawkins, thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be with you again.
Armed American Radio will be back with some legal ease. We're going to be talking to a self-defense attorney, Derek DeBrasi. This is going to be good, man. I'm telling you, when the attorneys come on, the content, the subject matter just gets better and better and better because we learn some of the things we need to know when we carry a firearm for self-defense. Until next hour, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We'll be back right after this. Be right back.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.